From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia, Turkey, and Iran have agreed on a plan to support the partial Syrian ceasefire and to find a political solution to the six-year Syrian civil war. No details were immediately released as talks ended in Kazakhstan, but they say the sides will meet again next month in Geneva. Humanitarian agencies say they fear for the safety of Iraqi civilians in the western part of the embattled city of Mosul. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Iraqi government reportedly has regained full control of eastern Mosul 100 days after military operations to oust Islamic State fighters from the city began. The government is now setting its sights on recapturing the western part of the city, and this is causing worry among humanitarian workers. The United Nations reports nearly half of all casualties from Mosul are civilians. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Witnesses say at least seven policemen were killed in an explosion in Somalia Tuesday. The explosion occurred at a base used by units from the Somali police force in the town of Afgoye. The town's mayor says the bomb had been hidden by al-Shabaab militants who attacked the base Monday. The explosion followed an attack by the militants on Afgoye just hours earlier. The Trump administration is imposing a media blackout at the Environmental Protection Agency after imposing similar blackouts on the Agriculture and Interior Departments. News agencies report that administration officials have told EPA staffers not to talk to reporters or publish any news releases or post anything on social media. The EPA has also been ordered to suspend offering grants and assignments to contractors, keeping an eye on water quality and other safety issues. This is VOA News.